This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. A new documentary shines light on an old problem, the invisible burden of domestic labor placed on women in the household. Research shows that women often shoulder the brunt of housework in heterosexual partnerships. Between dealing with stacks of dirty dishes, piles of laundry, taking out the trash, dealing with the kids, this unequal distribution of labor often leads to pent-up frustration and resentment, kind of like how Lois felt in that episode of Family Guy when her son Stewie wouldn't leave her alone.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama! 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 Ma! 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 Mom! 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 Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
That was written by a woman, by the way, comic actor Alex Borstein. The documentary is called Fair Play, a film created by Jennifer Siebel Newsom in partnership with Reese Witherspoon's media company Hello Sunshine. It's based on author Eve Rotsky's New York Times bestseller, Fair Play, a game-changing solution for when you have too much to do and more life to live. And the documentary features multiple couples as they navigate and try to keep it together. It includes their lives, their sanity, and their marriages. But it's also about the bigger questions. What and who do we value in our capitalist society? Are the hours that work from home women spend waiting for the plumber to fix a pipe any less valuable than a husband getting drinks with the boss? Joining us now to talk about the film is attorney and author Eve Rotsky. Hi, Eve.
Hi, Allison. So happy to be here.
And also joining us is filmmaker Jennifer Siebel Newsom. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, so great to be here. Thank you.
Listeners, we want to hear from you. Are you living with your partner? Do you have kids? How do you split the housework? Are you the primary parent in the relationship? Who does more of what? How do you split the chores? Tell us your story. Give us a call. 212-433-9692. 212-433-WNYC. Or you can let us know via social media at All of It WNYC. Eve, you wrote Fair Play to, quote, find a way for women to have more time and space to reclaim, discover, and nurture their natural gifts and interests. Where were you in your life, in your career, and in your relationship when the idea for this book transpired?
Well, Allison, I think they call research me-search. and that's definitely the case for myself. This all literally transpired because my husband, Seth, sent me a text that said, I'm surprised you didn't get blueberries. And that blueberries breakdown day was a day before the pandemic, but I think that a lot of women can relate to when I had a breast pump and a diaper bag on the passenger seat of my car, gifts for a newborn baby to return in the back seat of my car, a client contract in my lap, Allison, because I had been pushed out of the quote unquote traditional workforce. And so I had to start my own firm, which a lot of women do. We say it's more flexible. And so we become entrepreneurs, or we work for ourselves, which I laugh at because working for myself definitely was not any easier. But that day when I realized that I was the default, or as I call in Fair Play, regardless of family structure, the she-fault for every single domestic task for my family, that was a day I was starting to inspire. I was inspired to start discovering and uncovering what unpaid labor was doing to women, which is, spoiler alert, it's unsustainable and it's burning us out.
I once, and this is telling tales out of school, but once I got a text when I was on assignment in Norway that the sink was clogged in New York. I think we've all had that moment. Jennifer,
what are you going to do about that from the road, right?
Yeah. It's not really a new problem. People have been talking about this. Everybody's got a story. How are you hoping to push the conversation forward about this with a film?
Is that for me?
Jennifer, yeah.
Yes, thank you. Well, all of my films, from Misrepresentation to The Mask You Live In and The Great American Lie, are about cultural change. And the films are entertaining and they're supposed to, you know, take you on this emotional journey and inspire you in the end. And ultimately, through that awakening of consciousness around limiting gender stereotypes and norms, you are shifting your attitudes and behaviors, and that ultimately leads to cultural transformation. And so what's so great about having worked with Eve, who's just so fun and fabulous and smart, and the team at Hello Sunshine and Fair Play, is that with them and our work at the Representation Project, we launch campaigns and we have education curriculum. And it's really about just infiltrating the consciousness around the benefits to entire families, not just the woman, when you have fair play at home. And, you know, that is really kind of the business that we're in of, and then I'm really proud of him. And we have a track record of moving the needle forward in a direction that ensures gender equity and wholeness for everyone.
Let's take a call. A fan of yours, Eve, on line one, Kristen, calling in from the Bronx. Hey, Kristen, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm so excited to meet you. I read the book and I immediately put the cards into action because I live with my partner. He's a great guy, but I was doing so many of the household chores and we don't have any kids, but I just knew that if we didn't get this figured out now, we would have trouble down the line. So the book has helped tremendously. The cards have helped tremendously. So thank you so much, Eve.
Oh my God. Well, this is it. It's all about getting these assumptions out of the way so that you can burn them down. Your gender does not mean you're better at washing dishes or doing laundry. So I'm so glad you're doing this now before kids. Thank you so much.
That's right. And one thing I would just add that's important to know for people, that's proof, like if you haven't already figured it out like this woman has, is that when men do 50 minutes more of housework and domestic work a day, they are less likely to be on prescribed meds and antidepressants. They're happier. They have greater longevity, better sex lives. Obviously, their marriages are more stable. Their partners have less anxiety, stress, and depression. They have more leisure time and obviously can pursue their careers and interests. And their children have better cognitive development, fewer behavioral problems, and long-term healthier relationships. So again, this is a win-win to everyone involved when men do 40% of the childcare or domestic work, or, you know, on average, 50 more minutes a day.
My guests are Jennifer Siebel Newsom and Eve Rotsky. We're talking about the documentary Fair Play, which is available on video demand at iTunes, Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. So, Eve, you're working with a couple in the film. I think it's Emily and Neil.
Who seem like they're in a tough place, I have to tell you. He is very traditional. She needs help but can't really figure out how to say it or ask for it directly. From your experience, what causes that communication breakdown?
It's such a good question, Allison. You know what it causes that communication breakdown? It's when couples believe they're not communicating about domestic life. So I had so many couples over the past 10 years. We now have the longest longitudinal study of unpaid labor in the world in 17 countries. And so many couples, Allison, said to me, I can't communicate about domestic life. It's too triggering. So I used to write that down and actually believe them, Allison. So I'd write down, does not communicate about domestic life. And then one day, early in my research, a woman said that to me. And then 20 minutes later in our conversation, she tells me every time her husband forgets to put clothes in the dryer, she dumps them, the wet clothes, on his pillow.
Right.
So I crossed out, does not communicate about domestic life. And I wrote in all caps, communicates about domestic life. So I think the first thing we have to remember is that we're all communicating. I can go onto your Nest Cam, Allison, and I'll see 20 times you've communicated about domestic life today. I don't even need your sound on. We have to realize we're talking about a communication shift here, a shift away from assumptions, passive aggressive behaviors, a stewing anger, resentment that ultimately leads to horrific systems for single parents and other family structures in this country. But it has to start in the home. And the first way we start in the home is, as you saw in the film, is people have to start believing this is a conversation worthy of being worthy of having.
And worthy of 10 minutes a day, you say. You put yourself under the microscope and you and your husband, Seth, and you just say, hey, you know what? Everybody spend 10 minutes a day talking about what needs to get done. How does just 10 minutes a day make a difference?
Well, it's interesting, right? How does that have to do with paid leave or universal childcare? But honestly, what we're seeing now is men who've adopted Fair Play, this is 10 years later. And also in the film, you see the beautiful transformation of Leanna and Christian's relationship, because the film does such a beautiful job telling you why communication is necessary. But what we've seen is it's translating to the workplace, Allison, which is so interesting. So leaders, I have men who say to me, I am the only one who is not requiring my team to come back 5 days a week because I now believe in the power of holding my child's hand at the pediatrician. So if you don't believe that that 10-minute check-in, holding cards like the caller said matters, which is our metaphor for taking on domestic tasks at home, it matters because it's the way we're going to make transformational change in this society, I believe.
And I would throw in there that, you know, women have held all the cognitive labor, the mental load, because we haven't socialized our young men, our boys and young men, necessarily and historically mm-hmm. to hold the care work or even participate in care work. We haven't socialized enough of them, right? I know that's shifting. And again, in some ways, it's the one silver lining from the pandemic is fathers spent more time at home and therefore got to experience care work and domestic work in a new way and reap the benefits of that. But that 10 minutes is part of re-socializing generations of men who, again, didn't grow up with necessarily, some did, the fortunate few did, but didn't necessarily grow up with a father figure who did, you know, 40% of the childcare and domestic work. Again, there are exceptions to every rule, but we as a society and a country have so devalued care because we've sort of put it in the feminine category. And that's part of that gender hierarchy that we talk about so much, ultimately the patriarchy. Mm-hmm. But the gender hierarchy is the oldest hierarchy, class hierarchies. It's not, it's just the oldest form of oppression that we've had in our society. So again, because we've so devalued anything that's associated with the feminine or the female, care, empathy, collaboration, that 10 minutes is just about A, the woman socializing her partner, to lean in, to understand all that she's been holding, right, 24/7, so that he can start taking responsibility in that ownership mindset. And it is about the bridge too, right? And again, to Eve's point of diffusing assumptions or clarifying so that there's no, so assumptions aren't made and communications is stronger. But it is so critical. And I know that from my own practice of not just being a parent, but a partner, that again, if it's not modeled for you, it's so critical that you start that practice because again, it's ultimately what's going to build a stronger relationship and core and ultimately benefit the family in the long run when you have that ownership mindset set mm-hmm. in division of labor.
We're talking about the documentary Fair Play. We have to take a quick break. This is all of it. This is all of it on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. My guests are author Eve Rodsky and filmmaker Jennifer Siebel Newsom. We're talking about the documentary Fair Play, available on video on demand. I want to play a clip from the documentary. This is philanthropist Melinda Gates, is discussing how much we as a society value capitalism over families. Let's roll it.
We're saying we value work in the workplace and we value capitalism more than we value our families. And I don't think that's how we actually feel as a society. But because we haven't valued this core infrastructure for what it is, we are putting capitalism above our families.
Eve, what's a change that could be made? A simple one that would shift this.
Yes.
Like a small one. I mean, really, sometimes small. It's a small.
I think it is small. And I call it fair play, fair day, fair pay, and fair say. And I know Jennifer is working on two of those as we speak. But fair play is really just parenting out loud in the workplace. Fair day is understanding the value of flexible work, and not just meaning where you work from, but having a boss that really empathizes with your family structure. Fair pay, we know what fair pay is. Mm-hmm. We now know that the 75% of our pay gap between men and women is actually a bias against mothers. And finally, fair say is Jennifer Newsom in California has been working on this for years. But that's, you know, having equal representation on boards and in the C-suite, women, men, other genders, but really having mothers in places of power. You know, those are maybe not so small, Allison, but
they're clear. You know,
they're clear.
Jennifer, it is about, you know, the federal policies, to continue what Eve's saying. It's around federal policies that recognize that people have lives outside of work that ultimately need to be valued so that they can be their best selves and show up at work and be present. And then when they're at home, they can be present. Other countries understand that better than we do. The U.S. doesn't have federal paid family leave, universal child care, pay equity, right? We're still struggling there. And we don't have universal minimum sick days and vacation. I'm so sorry. I'm for the phone ring. And so, you know, as a result, oh my goodness. We in America have not valued this, you know, our humanity. And that's what, you know, at the end of the day, we're making it difficult for dual income households, which the majority of us in America are dual income households. And the majority of mothers, 84% of Black mothers are breadwinners, 67% of Native American mothers are breadwinners, 62% of white mothers are breadwinners, 60% of Latina mothers are breadwinners. We're not recognizing, again, that people have these dual responsibilities with young children at home. And so if we can really move forward, and obviously this is about balancing budgets, but it's really about priorities. We have so much money, and we spend so much money in government on weapons, wars, prisons, and, you know, and yet we spend so little on childcare relative to, you know, many Nordic countries and the majority of countries. It's, you know, that one statistic in the film where Norway spends almost $30,000 per child on childcare and the U.S. spends $500. It's just horrifying to me. So we have a lot of work to do to center and value care and the family. And I think, and I don't think, I know that that goes hand in hand with economic prosperity and peace. And that's ultimately, you know, a long-term goal, but it shouldn't be that hard to get there.
We've got 1 minute left. Eve, what's one question or conversation someone should have with their partner tonight?
Well, I would just tell them to watch the film. watch Fair Play, and then report back to us what you learn. My favorite part, I'd say, the one question I would ask somebody is ask them who taught them to ride a bike growing up. Ask your partner who took you to the grocery store for the first time. Those are the two questions I would ask, because what you're going to see is these are not chores and housework. These stories are our humanity.
Yeah. The name of the documentary is Fair Play. I've been speaking with its author, with the filmmaker, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, and author Eve Rodsky. There's so much to talk about. Like Eve said, watch the movie, read the book.
Value care. That's your humanity.
Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, Eve.
Thanks.